It's Friday. It's finally Friday. You've survived. It's July 19th. We've got so much nonsense.
It's not July 19th.
June 19th. We were talking about July. Because we don't know where June went.
That's that old conversation.
It's gone.
That you keep having more and more as you get old.
Well, I don't know that it's... I think I'm just... The days run together. Every day's Monday. Every day's Friday.
Yeah. I think that's what it's like toward the end.
When you retire, yeah. It's like, I don't have anything to do anymore. I'll just not wake up one day.
I don't have anything to do anymore, and I can't get off the couch. But, hey, let's take heart that by the time we get there, we will have social media. My dad really seems to, like, social media is the highlight of his entire life. He lives for Facebook at this point.
I hope that we don't become that. Oh, wait.
I wasn't going to call you out on it, but I appreciate your self-awareness. So
I feel bad about
Twitter
it.
Twitter is your drug.
Yes.
Drug of choice. And you'll be happy to know that they're taking action.
Twitter has deleted over 170,000 accounts tied to Chinese propaganda efforts. Goodness gracious. We alluded to this on Monday. We talked about how, the bot army is out in full force. It turns out they've always been here. We just didn't really look super hard for them.
Also, they had some Russian and some Turkish bots out there too, but not nearly in those numbers. And all those, you're thinking, well, how do they know that they were bots? Well, it turns out the only thing those bots tweeted about was how good China did in response to
the thing,
the pandemic. Which is interesting. That's a weird job. It's your job to run a troll farm just to praise the Chinese government.
I could see that somebody is sitting there saying, we must unify the people. Now is not the time for division. I'm going to make some really good software to try to unify the people because we must not be divided at a time when the world is in crisis.
Do you think anybody in that position is that naive?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. You go to one of those like indoctrination re-education camps and they're just like, we have to do this for the good of the people.
I think you're underestimating the Chinese people.
Not all of them, just the people that they find to work in that job.
I mean, I guess, you know, we certainly have those people here.
Yeah, I mean, the people that have that view of things sort of gravitate towards certain professions here.
Yeah, that's true. Thankfully, we might have a little bit of a backlash to that going on. Twitter is also running out a new feature, or trying out a new feature, that I cannot see a problem with this. Now, it doesn't stop you. But it does give you a little gentle reminder that, hey, what you're doing is not good behavior.
Yeah. Twitter is trying out a new feature that gently suggests you read an article before sharing it. So you see an article and the headline is like, I don't know, eating turnips makes you poop blue. And it's like, yes, I'm going to retweet that. If you retweet it without having clicked the link from within the app, it says, hey, do you maybe want to read this before you retweet it? It's like, nope, I'm very familiar with turnips turning you poop blue.
You know who this is going to hurt? The Onion.
Yeah.
The other thing about Twitter that has been something that a lot of people really took seriously and got angry about, both in terms of them not having it or people they don't like having it, and that's the blue check. How do you go about getting the blue check? It's always been a weird mystery.
I don't have a blue check.
There are companies that claim that they can help you get the blue check. It's a bizarre thing. But now, perhaps, they're taking some of the mystery out of it.
Twitter to launch a revamped verification system with publicly documented guidelines. So, Twitter got into a little bit of trouble because I think there was a white supremacist that got the check mark and some people had a problem with that. So they're going to publish the guidelines on what it takes to get that.
Well, actually, they haven't said anything. It was this woman who is constantly like snooping around in the comments and stuff, and she claims she unlocked, you know, figured this out. You can't use it yet, but there's going to be a request verification button. What are the rules about being requested? No one knows.
Some of the people that I know that have gotten verified said that basically all you do is upload a picture of your photo ID, and it's like, I'm not comfortable with that.
But they're not going to let everybody do that. You have to be someone of note, right? Maybe not. If everybody gets the blue check, then it's meaningless.
Yeah, I don't know.
I never want the blue check. I stand with the people. TikTok. Now, I do not use TikTok. Have you ever even dabbled your toes?
Nope.
Yeah.
I got to install an app on my phone, which I don't install apps on my phone.
Can you not get to TikTok on the web?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. I hate that. So, yeah. Out of touch. I'm going to raise my hand. Out of touch. Not for us, because clearly it's for the kids.
Kids now spending nearly as much time watching TikTok as YouTube in the U.S., the U.K., and Spain. 80 minutes a day. 85 minutes for YouTube. YouTube still has the edge slightly. But that's a lot of time just on mindless content consumption.
Now, TikTok is limited in time per thing, right?
Yeah.
How long is it?
Very short. I don't know.
Less than a minute?
No, I think it's a minute or two.
So you're watching 40 TikToks a day? Average?
I think a lot of them are shorter than that, so probably more TikToks than
that. So closer to 70.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
I uploaded something to Twitter, the Twitter video thing the other day, and it was like a minute and a half, and Twitter was like, nope, too long. Or the file was too big. One of the two.
Who do you think your audience is here? What kind of idiot would upload 30 minute to an hour videos?
What crazy person would do that?
Facebook is not as famously as Walmart, but somewhat famously at this point, not too keen on unions. Because that would hurt their bottom line. And God knows that Zuckerberg's not making enough money. And you got to wonder if these tools that they built weren't originally built just for internal use.
Facebook pitched a new tool allowing employers to suppress words like unionize and workplace chat product. Oh. Now, where have we seen this technology before? China.
Now, this literally, they were doing a product demo to show off how cool the software was. And it wasn't about this feature. You know, this is like a Teams-like software just for your workplace, so like Slack, you know, that kind of thing. But not necessarily for technology people. More for like retail stores and stuff like that. For example, Walmart. And literally part of the presentation, they filtered the word unionize.
Little tone deaf, maybe?
They've since apologized.
Oh, man. Should we have not done that?
Think that person got fired?
No. That person got a promotion.
You got to know that when they trained the presenter, that's the example they used, yeah. Right? So they were just parroting.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, right. Don't expect the people on the stage to have any ability to, you know, ad lib.
I expect Slack and Microsoft in Teams to copy this feature almost immediately.
Though the word filter thing?
Yes.
It's got a bad rap.
They'll copy it.
We'll see.
They'll at least copy it to the extent that somebody gets an email when somebody uses those kind of words.
Now, these are going to be controversial. There's no way around it. And I put it in the nonsense section. And I'm not going to apologize for that because it's ridiculous. But I guess this is the world we live in. I don't understand how you would confuse one usage of the word with another usage of the word. But here we are. Here we are in this brave new world where, you know, language is this crazy thing that we see these headlines.
OpenZFS removed offensive terminology from its code. The terminology removed was inaccurate as well as inappropriate. So they've replaced master and slave with dependent and independent.
I guess.
I also looked up the source because, you know, every time this comes up, we always talk about the source of like a blacklist and a whitelist. And it turns out the source of a blacklist is King Henry VIII. He literally carried around a black book of political enemies and troublemakers, and it had a list of enemies, basically. And it was referred to as his little black book. And so the blacklist comes from the Henry VIII thing.
And like black ball.
Yeah.
Was a literal black ball or stone or something.
For a voting thing, yeah. Yeah, you voted. And it, well, some that one turns circular because it's like, why was the black ball a vote no as opposed to a vote yes?
Because once a day, the world turns black. And that's considered the bad time because things would eat you back in those days.
I'm just saying that the blacklist was Henry VIII. Whitelist didn't show up until like 1840.
You know who were the first people to really tap into that whole like day, night, good, bad thing? The Egyptians! It's not the white people.
Well, they had a lot of slaves.
That's true. Once again, that wasn't a European thing necessarily.
Wait, weren't...
Oh, but we're really ruffling the feathers at this point.
Sorry.
Let's talk about something less controversial. Oh, wait. Not going to be this one.
Magic the Gathering has banned certain cards removed from the database by the publisher. One card was archived online with a URL with associations to white supremacy.
Do you understand what he's saying here?
No.
The reason you don't understand this is because it is Looney Tunes. We're over the whatever tipping point it is. We're over it. All right, so let me just break this down for you.
I used to play Magic the Gathering. This is horrible because it was like, wait, was I playing something that was racist?
Let me break this down for you, right? So I don't know what 14 is. 14 is some like Hitler Nazi thing, right? And 88 is HH, Heil Hitler, right?
Mm.
That's demonetized for sure. But so those numbers... Sometimes the neo-Nazi people will use, like, they'll put 14 and 88, like, they'll get tattoos and, you know, it's like that kind of thing.
I didn't know to look for that.
Weird, right? So, when you put a Magic the Gathering card into the online database, it creates an auto-sequencing ID. One of them got the sequencing ID 1488. But that one was a little bit weird, too. Because that's the only one of these that I agree with. If we look at the art on the card, it kind of does look like a Klan member. And if that's hard to read for us, but it's like you choose a color, and then if any creature is played that's not that color, it dies. So that one kind of. The ID thing is crazy, but I sort of get that one. These are all hilarious, though. So this is like, you know, anything to do with crusade or jihad or something like that. So this one, white cards get a bonus. But white is a, it's not white people. It's and jihad is kind of the same similar thing. I can't read that.
Looks like a dragon to me.
Oh, that's something about black enemies. Yeah, something about the... But again, black is a faction color. Stone-throwing devils, stone-throwing, I guess, is like riots, maybe? Like the protesters? it's weird to figure out what they all mean.
Are we going to completely remove artifacts from Magic the Gathering because it's racist against artificial life forms?
This is gypsies, which, okay, yeah, I guess. Although it's kind of like saying good things about the gypsies. They're powerful. And then, I can't read that. Anyway.
I played kind of a lot of Magic the Gathering a long, 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 long time ago.
Yeah, I don't understand how that helps us as a society. And maybe that's my white privilege. I don't know. I just don't know at this point, chat.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I've lost touch. And you know what I would like to do at this point? With 2020 and, you know, full throws, we're pretty much...
Medically induced coma?
At this point, we are past the halfway mark, right?
Yeah.
Because it'll be the 19th. I'm ready to just go underground. And...
Have I got the property for
what
you?
What a great way to do it.
$18 million Las Vegas Doomsday Wellness Bunker is mind-blowing. It's an underground 15,000-square-foot Doomsday Wellness Bunker hidden below a nondescript home and includes an incredible human-centric lighting. Well, it was done in the 70s, so it's like manual banks of light switches, which is not super impressive, but apparently this hasn't been updated really since the 70s. But it'll simulate the day-night cycle if you flip banks of light switches. So there's that.
Looks good.
But it's held up well. $18 million is a little much, though.
Yeah, but it's in Vegas. Mm. And apparently not far from the Strip. Hmm. Which makes me think that looters would be an issue.
Well, that's that three foot thick concrete door will probably stop most looters.
Also, like, you know, we're here in, you know, flyover country. The craziest thing about this is $18 million, and it's like barely any land at all.
Yeah.
I think it's like an acre.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Here you could get like 800 acres for that. Probably more.
Yeah. Well, that one property, it didn't have a house on it, but Chris was looking at 57 acres, $85,000. For $18 million, you could just get the state. We'll just give it to you. We'll move out.
That one mountain where we're from is like 30 acres and the abandoned coal mine. I mean, you could refurbish the abandoned coal mine into a... The
abandoned coal mine's more of a, you know, a drawback. It's an environmental disaster.
You could turn it into a house, though, an underground bunker.
An underground environmental disaster. What's this? What kind of flooring is this? Oh, that's slurry.
The slurry fountain gives it a certain rustic...
It's like the chocolate fountain, except cancer. And in these dark times, you know, most of us, we can't live underground. We have to just keep on living above ground and suffering with everybody else. And one thing that I'm sure you miss are the group selfies. Right?
That will never cease to be weird when I'm in public.
Well, the good news for the people that want to take them, I guess, and not you, is that we can resume to take those group selfies with zero risk.
Apple's been granted a patent for software that would allow for socially distant group selfies. So the idea is to take a picture of everybody individually, and then the software just combines it.
And the, whoever initiates the group selfie, your background is used, and their background is removed.
I, too, Photoshop myself with celebrities in order to add
to it. You know those services... Man, I shouldn't give this idea away, but you know those services where, like, you can get a celebrity to call you? We start a service where you get a celebrity to be in your group selfie.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So for, like, $9.99, you could take a group selfie with whoever, Jessica Simpson, or some starlet who is currently popular and wasn't popular in the 90s when I cared. I guess she was more 2000s. The here, so now we've got a block that has to do with police and protesters, because one of my favorite things about the riots and the current upheaval is that it's cool and popular to share stories of police abuse of power. And this is one of my favorite things in the world. I love it. I can't get enough of it. It makes me angry, but in like a happy way, because the world is waking up to it. I'm going to be so sad when the short-term memory cycles away from this in like a month.
And nothing changes.
It's going to break my heart.
Customs and Border Protection used money meant for food and medicine on dirt bikes and ATVs, says the GAO. Now, the GAO is legit. Like, it's the Government Accountability Office. And this should translate, it could translate even into criminal penalties, but this should translate into some serious penalties for Customs and Border Protection. So we've got a lot of camps right now. A lot of suffering in those camps.
And all that footage of, like, kids with fevers.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, there's no water, there's no toilets.
It turns out we actually did have the money for that.
Quite a bit of money. And it wasn't just dirt bikes and ATVs. They had a lot of construction done on their buildings.
Mm-hmm.
New HVAC systems, flooring. Pretty much it seemed like anything that they needed, they used this as like a slush fund.
Yeah, that's not good. I hope that leads to criminal charges.
The one thing they didn't buy with this, it seems, medicine.
Food, water, and medicine.
So, we'll see. Now, they've said, oh, we just used the wrong credit card. We'll fix that up. We'll resubmit.
Meanwhile, the food, you know, you can't retroactively feed people that...
No, we'll just stuff some bread down the throats of those corpses. That'll be fine. Across the pond, they have their own riots now. It's a contagion that has swept the world.
I think it might be a widespread problem and not just local.
Well, you know, maybe there's some videos that show that people have some issues everywhere if they have a certain pigmentation.
UK police apologize after a black couple was stopped for driving a motor vehicle on the road. Yeah, so this was a crazy power trip, and... I was like, you don't look like you belong. And it's like, what is that even supposed to mean? The police force did apologize, but good Lord.
But didn't reprimand this guy.
No.
And they claim that what these people did wrong was they glanced at the police car.
That's not a valid reason to, stop somebody. Just want to say.
Yeah, I really feel like they should have done more. Maybe they will.
Just seems like a mess. I mean, here in America, you look at it, it's like, oh, our prison population's out of control. But in Ireland?
Well, they probably have a lot less black people, right, per capita?
That's still no excuse.
Oh, no. There is no excuse. Right. You know what the Irish people need to do? They need to burn down a Wendy's.
Immediately. They're with the current... Burn down a Wendy's. Oh, I hit the microphone. Not the burning down the Wendy's thing, but... I've forgotten it. I completely lost that thought. Oh, that was a good one, too. Pubs are shut down in Ireland. Like, they're doing a better job with the distancing than we are here. That's, you know, that's another stereotype, but...
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, that's a big deal because all Irish are alcoholics, as we know. That's a joke, in case you don't get that. That's a racist joke, but it's about white people, so it's okay. Down in Mississippi, another place not famous for its treatment of people of color has become BIPOC. I don't know what BI is, and I'm afraid to ask. Do you?
Engagement challenge.
Okay. Anyway, in Mississippi, it seems like some deeply rooted racism is hitting a generational gap and creating sort of a Romeo and Juliet kind of vibe going on, except way trashier.
Mississippi woman charged with obscene communications after calling her parents racist on Facebook. So she was dating a black guy, and
I don't know if we've
established that.
I think she just went to the protest.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
This might not be the story I'm thinking of then. There was one story where her parents were freaking out and, you know, using racial slurs in the messaging.
No, that is. But they're just saying that because she was posting pictures with those people.
That's crazy. Well, they did drop the charges.
But that's not the whole story. So as far as I understand it, here are the quotes. I mean, you know, don't read them.
Yeah.
Partying with.
Yeah.
So I think she was just with a group of people and posted some videos or pictures. So the father, supposedly, I don't know if we have proof of this. I think she did get some video, though, said these incredibly racist things. And they showed up and took her car, which I assume they owned.
Probably.
Now, that's legal. It's actually legal to be a huge racist, you know. But it's also legal to call someone out for being a huge racist, which is what she did. She went to Facebook, posted these videos and images and stuff, and called these people out. Now, where she may have crossed the line is by posting their phone number and address. And as you can imagine, the country's a little irate at the moment.
Yeah.
And dropping N-bombs on video on Facebook and having your address out could be dangerous. Now, this website said that they couldn't find any reference to the address or phone number, but it could have been edited.
Yeah. Well, she was arrested, but the charges were dropped. And it's like, why was she arrested and not her parents? And it's like, well, her parents were complaining to police, so they were like, okay, whatever.
But she called the police when they came to get her car.
Yeah.
So apparently, the way I understand it, it's the posting of the personal info that was supposed to be the crime. But her lawyer immediately pointed out that crime had to do with, like, sexual type stuff. For the obscenity. Even though she didn't post anything particularly obscene, it's a crazy story.
It really is nuts. You know what my takeaway from this story is? Don't go to whatever state this happened in.
And for the love of God, don't use Facebook.
Mississippi. Don't go to Mississippi.
Jeez. And one of the craziest stories, the corporate response to the current protests is abject terror. They don't know what to do because, you know, they're basically robots and they don't know how to respond to this crazy situation. So they're just like, please, whatever, just tell us, we'll do anything. We'll destroy it all. We'll burn it all. Just please don't label us as racist. So cops and live PD, they're done. They're off the air because people don't want to see that anymore. But this one, a little crazy.
Paw Patrol trends on Twitter as backlash calls for cancellation amid police protests. This is apparently, yeah, German Shepherd police dogs help.
Well, I think there's all kinds of different dogs.
A chicken?
It's a diverse group of dogs.
So this is apparently something friendly with the police. I don't know.
Well, it indoctrinates our youth to trust the police, and then they kill us. Now, they're not canceling it yet, but they have said that they're going to...
They delayed it.
Pause.
I think by the time you're watching this, it's probably back in the air, but maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. There were, you know, there's like a bunch of tweets here. And, you know, it's like, oh, you're brainwashing kids and think law enforcement. And there was a couple of people. Do you know what ACAB is?
Nope.
All cops are bastards.
Oh, yeah, it explained that.
Including this poor little guy. And some people, Chase is a good dog. And my son loves him. You know, translation, her son is a racist. Meanwhile, I had no idea that Antebellum had anything to do with, I guess, the South, maybe? Do you know the direct comparison?
Before the war, yeah.
It's an architecture style, according to these guys. Mm-hmm.
Lady Antebellum is changing its name to Lady A. The bad thing about this, which isn't mentioned in the article, there was a blues R&B singer also named Lady A.
Who's black.
Yeah.
And she's upset about it. Do you think people were angry about this, or is this them getting in front of it?
I don't think anybody thought about it until they were like, wait a minute, our name might be bad.
But I'm saying, were black people offended? Well, first of all, are any black people listening to Lady Antebellum? Obscure country music? I don't know if it's obscure. I don't know country music. Pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
Do you just torch all your merchandise?
Oh, yeah.
Does it become more valuable?
On Antiques Roadshow in 50 years, they're going to be like, now this is before the race riots of 2020.
They're going to be like, oh, wow, this is, you know, an original Lady Antebellum. It's worth $80,000. Now, turn around and put your hands behind your back. And the riots, there were a lot. There's a lot of destruction, a lot of really sad things. People getting hit by those rubber bullets and, you know, burned and all sorts of terrible things happening. And one thing about it is the cops were there. You know, the entire time they were suffering as much as the riders, it seemed, or maybe not.
Video shows Chicago police officers relaxing in congressman's office during the looting and riots, which are happening just right outside. Oh, it won't. Oh, it's. Oh no, it's messed up. We messed it up.
There.
Let's take a nap on the couch. Okay.
The guy pointed out. So this office was a campaign office that was burglarized during the riots. So he called the cops. And all these cops show up, including four supervisors. And I guess they didn't realize that the cameras were running. So they made popcorn. And he was like, my popcorn! They made my popcorn! And they just hung out there and chilled out while the riots were... Well, buildings were burning blocks away.
It's probably safe here. We'll just hang out.
Well, sure. Safe, comfortable. There's popcorn. And now we look at maybe one of the reasons that we're in this mess, which is the ridiculous overreach of law enforcement in ways that are just, it's invasive and it's stupid. And it seems like if anybody just took a moment to think about it, they'd be like, this is crazy. But somehow that never happens.
I feel violated. Police search a Baltimore County house over BB gun in virtual class. So this is grade school, and this kid is an Eagle Scout, and he had a BB gun mounted on the wall, and along with a bow and some other things.
That's the thing about it. Like, when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, this kid's waving a BB gun in class. You can't do that. No. It's just storage.
Yeah. Yep. And so the police came and were like, this is fine, and left.
Now, the thing about this story is they came, and they're like, ma'am, can we come in and look? And she said, yes. But I would love to know what would happen if she said no.
If she said no, they probably would have burned her house down.
Definitely would have shot the dog. No way that dog lives through that encounter. But I don't know, just based on...
The school stuck to their guns. Like, the school was like, see what I did there? They said, no, this is not allowed because he can't virtually bring a gun to class. And it's like, what are you even talking about?
And he didn't really bring it.
Yeah. I mean, it was just there.
So she pointed out, I was like, well, is anybody broadcasting from their kitchen? Because I have some big knives in my kitchen. It's an excellent question. Also, pro tip, pro everybody tip. If a cop says, can I come inside and look around? The answer is never yes. I don't care if there is someone like under your bed with a gun. Just still say no.
Take care of it yourself.
Yeah.
It's going to be a better result every time.
And we talk, you know, that's an American thing. That's a very American situation. But other countries have the same kind of insanity when it comes to children and law enforcement.
Swiss police investigate a boy, 8, over toy banknotes. The child will reportedly have a record until 2032 after asking in shop if he could use fake euros. So there's a, I guess it's a like a Chinese New Year thing. You have fake money that you burn as like part of a thing for good luck or something like that. And
I think it's like to send it to the afterlife for loved ones.
He didn't try to use it. He just said, hey, I have this. Is this okay?
Now, see if you understood this part of it, because I didn't understand this or not. Did he walk in before selecting items and say, hey, can I use these? Or did he bring things to the counter and then like offer them as...
It made it sound like that he said, hey, can I use this? And they were like, no. And then he was like, okay. And then and then there was like real money or debit card or something.
I could kind of understand it if he had brought an item up and then offered that, and they were like, no, you can't use that. And he was like, oh, okay, and he just left without doing anything. But just a stupid kid.
Yeah, I mean, he's 8. He doesn't need a record until 2032. That's crazy. And that was Switzerland. Switzerland, what are you doing?
You know what? I would say it has something to do with their pandemic response, but I can't remember if that's Switzerland or Sweden. We talked about this last week. I mentioned it, but I couldn't remember who the company was. And things have only gotten crazier since then. Hertz went into bankruptcy because, as we have noted, no one is renting cars. Why would you? You can't travel. And even if you can, you don't want to travel in a Petri dish. So, kind of makes sense. Chapter 11. But then Robinhood came along. And the people on Robinhood said, hey, I believe in a company that's clearly going bankrupt. I'm going to buy those shares.
Bankrupt Hertz has been granted approval to sell up to $1 billion in shares. So, okay.
In bankruptcy, you have tiers of payment, right? So, like, lenders get a certain level of payment, and then you have like preferred stock that'll get paid out. Common stock is the last thing that gets paid. You are very likely buying stock that will turn into nothing.
Is this some algorithm that's gone wrong here that was just watching the market go insane?
This is just momentum chasers, just insane people who are like, buy the dip. We'll see how that goes. I actually looked into that. I was like, I got to buy some puts, right? But the implied volatility is so crazy. It's like 300%. And I was like, that's a little too rich for me. What if something crazy happens and they pull it out?
Well, they'll use the $1 billion to reinvest in an EV fleet that has basically zero maintenance.
Also, they're almost going to get delisted, I think. I don't know what happens if they get delisted and you own options. So, it's a weird time. A weird, crazy time in the stock market, for sure. Now, when all this started, hand sanitizer was, you know, liquid gold, basically. You weren't allowed to sell it, but if you could find a buyer, you could really mark it up. And a lot of distilleries decided to switch from making booze to making hand sanitizer. Because it's super valuable, right? And maybe got a little mixed up in this case in Australia.
Australian distillery recalls gin after accidentally selling bottles of hand sanitizer. Now, apparently it was only a few cases, but they sold hand sanitizer in their gin bottle, and some lady got sick. And then they were like, oh, no. So they chalked this up to human error, and they said, hey, if you get one of these, we'll be glad to replace it or refund it. This would be a great thing to have on Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, but if you had to, you'd have to open it to prove it was one of the affected ones, right?
Depends on how gelatinous it is.
How nasty is your gin if a regular consumer of it gets a mouthful of hand sanitizer and doesn't know?
Just a sip, really.
Is that enough to make you sick? It's just like glycerin and alcohol, right?
Yeah, well, you don't want that kind of alcohol. Your liver will really struggle with that.
Yeah. Maybe for you, a beginner. In India, elephants, you know, we don't think about elephants as pets, but over there, yeah, hey, maybe have an elephant in the yard. Gotta imagine that's expensive to feed.
Yeah, you would think.
But this guy had two, and he claims that they're the best pets ever.
Indian man upsets wife by bequeathing land to two elephants. Akhtar Imam says the animal saved his life from gun-carrying criminals last year. So he owns a piece of land that's like 7 or 8 acres, and that's what the elephants live on. And so when he dies, the elephants get most of the land, and his wife and children get a small piece of the land where the house is.
He claims that he was awoken in the middle of the night to the elephants making some noise, which I imagine when elephants get riled up, they make some noise. And he went out and he saw guys with guns running as the elephants chased him. And he says that he wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for those elephants. And they deserve. Did you read how long elephants can live?
70 years.
70.
Yeah.
Wow. So they will. They're fairly young. He raised them from babies. So they will outlive him, most likely. And, you know, just because everybody loves a good animal story, right? And irate birds make really good animal stories.
Oakland forced to close the Rose Garden after angry turkey won't stop attacking people. The turkey has a name. It's known to local residents. But apparently only recently he's feeling the stress and the agitation and he's turned bitey.
So they point out that before his turn to the dark side, his favorite thing to do was to wait at this carpool stop with the people. But with the pandemic, no more people came to the carpool stop. I think he felt kind of a betrayal.
So he's just angry all the time now.
And they got some kind of garden, and he lives there, but he won't let anybody visit. And no one's been visiting because it's been locked down. But now that it's opening back up, angry turkey. They say that they really would prefer not to kill him. So they're going to wait and see how this plays out. Telling people to stay away.
We're going to have a follow-up in 2 weeks where it's like his body's been donated to some homeless family or something.
What if it's the most delicious turkey? Mm. You want turkey with a, you know, severe psychosis before it dies.
I was really hoping Krista would be here for our next story.
This one is great, and I don't know about the Indian Express. I don't know how much, like, this might be fake, right?
Might be fake news.
It could be, but what a headline.
Doctors in China remove fish from man's rectum after he, quote-unquote, accidentally sat on it. A blue tilapia was removed from a 30-year-old man's rectum after it entered his bowels when he accidentally sat on it. I don't even want to think about that.
Well, I did think about it, and I'm just thinking about how non-rigid a fish would be. How would you ever manage that?
You're the one that watches the shows about like the prison wallet thing and just all the stuff they can get.
Yeah, but
in
that's
there.
Like screwdrivers and blades and stuff, you know, things that don't flex. Anyway, they tried to like endoscope it out, but it was too big because it's fairly big. So they had to actually cut him open and remove it from the bowel.
That's bad.
How do you think this was? A Chinese guy. What kind of hit do you take to your social credit score
This probably is like a buffer overflow in the application. It's like somebody's doing some little Bobby Tables experiments with the social credit score.
Is there a re-education camp for this kind of thing?
Well, what if he's found a loophole in the social credit thing where if you do this, your score, like it does something to your score to make you like super eligible for loans and
a
stuff?
Negative note. It's like the the civilization Gandhi bug. Like if your score is a negative one, you're just automatically okay for everything. Except for fish markets. And finally, this story, the thing about this DRM, and did we do this story? I think we might have.
We did a long, long time ago.
Yeah, and so it turns out that GE makes refrigerators, and if you don't change the water filter in a certain amount of time, it just won't give you water. But some genius, and it really, this is not high tech, but you do have to appreciate his commitment to figuring out a way around this problem.
Hacker bypasses GE's ridiculous refrigerator DRM. This technique allows you to use unauthorized water filters, which cost as much as, you know. Basically, when you buy the fridge, it comes with a special filter. It's not a filter, it's a bypass. And you just have to cut out the RFID chip of the bypass, and just, he glued it in the fridge, and so he can change the water filter with third-party water filters whenever he wants. And the fridge says that it's not filtering water, but it definitely is, because the filtration process is a mechanical process.
Now, I actually read this guy's website. He was so angry about it, he registered the domain and put up instructions on how to do this. And he knew what he was doing to some extent, and he thought, like, oh, I'll just go in and, like, whatever flag this is, I'll find a way electronically to throw it. But no, GE has a whole custom communication bus for its appliances, and you cannot get in.
Yeah.
You have to do this.
Isn't that horrifying?
It's a refrigerator.
It's a Wi-Fi enabled refrigerator. What are you talking about?
I mean, imagine, like, you know, the end comes, the riots spill over, and we're in full on apocalypse, and you start up a generator, and you're like, oh, the refrigerator has a filter. I'll filter this water from the stream through that. And then it's like, click, and then nothing happens. And it pops up, you know, a little DRM message.
You remember when we did the remodeling in, like, the corner office, and it had the Chrysler central air system from, like, it was from, like, 1958 or 1962, something like that. Imagine the modern version of that. Like, if some company actually builds something that's so good, it will definitely break down long before then, but it, you know, if it's like, oh, it's time to replace the Freon. Oh, we can't, because we can't get into GE's proprietary bus in order to do something.
There is no Chrysler. Can't get Chrysler Freon.
A literal Chrysler brand air conditioner that still was operating perfectly correct, like really well, really, really well. And it would not have been replaced if we hadn't remodeled the entire office. So, yeah.
It's a dark reality. At least the refrigerator still runs without it, just not the water. But how long until we get one that just turns off?
I'm pretty sure that a lot of those fridges do have a lot of planned obsolescence stuff in it, because there's a Samsung fridge that was super on sale, and it would not defrost itself correctly. But there's like a whole cottage industry of people that have figured out what the design flaw is in this fridge. And if you fix it in the fridge before it makes itself go bad, then the fridge will last forever. But if you don't fix it, eventually it will break itself. It's just like, wow, this is incredible. This is like the, you know, the Death Star thing where, like, the guy deliberately included a thing to make it terrible. It's like some engineer somewhere designed the ultimate fridge that would live forever, and then, like, a bean counter came behind him and was like, no, we're going to make it weak here and here in order to, you know, have the whole planned obsolescence thing so that it only lasts for 5 years, just as long as the warranty is.
But another engineer had to introduce the weaknesses.
Yeah.
Imagine being that guy.
Yeah. Not a good life. That's it for this week. We'll see you next week. Bye.